You're listening to Chemistry in Its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry.
This week, we've got an element whose origin and location in the periodic table seems to be causing some complications. To tell us more about the mysteries of protactinium, here's Eric Sherry.
In 1871, the discoverer of the periodic table, Dmitri Mendeleev, made the following prediction, among several others. I quote, "Between thorium and uranium, we can further expect an element with an atomic weight of about 235. This element should form a highest oxide, X2O5, like niobium and tantalum, to which it should be analogous." End of quote. The modern atomic weight for the predicted element, or protactinium, as it is now known, is close to 231. Even though this seems reasonably accurate compared to the predicted value of 235, Mendeleev was rather unlucky regarding this atomic weight, since he was not to know that protactinium is a member of only four pair reversals in the entire periodic table. This situation occurs when two elements need to be reversed, contrary to their atomic weights, so as to order them correctly. When atomic number was discovered, it turned out to be a better ordering principle than atomic weight for the elements in the periodic table. All four known pair reversals, including the one involving protactinium and thorium, were suddenly resolved. Even though protactinium has a lower atomic weight than thorium, it should be placed after thorium because of its greater atomic number. But it appears that Mendeleev's brief predictions were broadly fulfilled, since the element does indeed show an analogy with tantalum in forming Pa2O5 as its highest and most stable oxide. Nevertheless, protactinium also shows a strong horizontal analogy with thorium and uranium, in also displaying the +4 oxidation state, something that Mendeleev does not seem to have anticipated. Finally, as Mendeleev also correctly predicted, protactinium occurs with uranium, and more specifically in the ore called pitchblende. Whereas uranium and thorium were discovered in 1789 and 1828 respectively, it was not until the 20th century before protactinium was first discovered. Of course, it really depends on what one means by discovery of an element. Does it mean somebody realizing that a mineral contains a new element, or does it mean the first time an element is actually isolated? Depending on what choice is made, the discovery of protactinium can be assigned to different scientists. And in the case of protactinium, there is an even further complication. In the year 1900, the English scientist and inventor Sir William Crookes pointed out that a new radioactive substance was present in some ores of uranium, and he called this new substance uranium X. Uranium X turned out to be two different substances, later called uranium X1 and uranium X2, of which the second, uranium X2, was first isolated by the Polish chemist Kazimierz Fajans in 1913. This was a very short-lived isotope of protactinium-234, with a half-life of just over 1 minute. Fajans called the new element brevium after its short half-life. In 1917, the German physicist Lisa Meitner isolated a more stable isotope of the element, protactinium-231, with a vastly longer half-life of about 33,000 years. At this point, Fajans withdrew the name brevium, since the custom was to name an element according to its longest-lived isotope. Meitner then chose the somewhat awkward-sounding name of protoactinium, which was eventually abbreviated to protactinium. The name she chose refers to the fact that this element is the progenitor of element 89, or actinium, which is formed when protactinium decays via the loss of an alpha particle. In the very same year, the same isotope, protactinium-231, was independently isolated by Frederick Soddy, who had first coined the term isotope, and his colleague John Cranston, who were then working together in Glasgow. Protactinium is a highly radioactive and highly toxic element with, as yet, no commercial applications, but nevertheless of some scientific interest. For example, a measurement of the ratio of protactinium-231 and thorium-230 in ocean sediments allows scientists to reconstruct the movements of bodies of North Atlantic water that took place during the melting of the last ice age. In 1961, the Atomic Energy Authority in Britain produced a concentrated mass of 125 grams of protactinium after processing 60 tons of radioactive waste. For many years, this has remained as the only significant supply of protactinium, which has provided samples of the element to labs around the world.
So a highly radioactive and toxic element whose origin and isolation had scientists mystified. That was Eric Sherry from the University of California, Los Angeles, with the perplexing tale of protactinium. Now next week, an element that's definitely got one up on the rest when it comes to history.
Perhaps iridium's best-known claim to fame is as a clue in a piece of a 65-million-year-old crime scene investigation. The concentration of iridium in meteorites is considerably higher than in rocks on the Earth. One class of meteorite, called chondritic, meaning they have a granular structure, still has the original levels of iridium that were present when the solar system was formed.
And join Brian Clegg to find out how iridium can inform us about life on Earth in next week's Chemistry in Its Element. Until then, I'm Meera Senthilingam, and thank you for listening.
Chemistry in Its Element is brought to you by the Royal Society of Chemistry and produced by thenakedscientists.com. There's more information and other episodes of Chemistry in Its Element on our website at chemistryworld.org/elements.